I want to share with you an interesting email I got from Art Scroll. No, I suppose we should do some background before that. Okay, this is an email I got from Art Scroll about this halacha here. Let's just do it slowly. We've got a... Yesterday we're up to page 246, and which is Simon Tzadi, Sif Chov Gimel. We learned yesterday, Bgodim HaMatziorim, which is a clothing with lots of very colorful clothing. So that's the context of it. Don't daven behind an exceedingly colorful garment. It distracts. It very much distracts. Imagine, you know, in Purim, if you ever tried to daven behind a clown, you know, or this, or the, you know, the giraffes, or the thing that, you know, it's just pretty, it is distracting. You know, the guys are sitting on the horse. Yeah, and you don't know who is what and all that. So trying to dive behind that, it is fairly distracting. So similarly, if it's exceedingly and extraordinary kind of, the garments are too colorful and too thin, that distracts. Okay, that's fine. We can accept that. Next halacha, the next two lines are very, very relevant and far more relevant than you expect it to be. If you are in a situation that there is something extremely colorful in front of you, Beged, garment, oi koisel metsuya. What's koisel metsuya? Wool. A colorful wool, yalim enim, should close your eyes. So, the first instance with a colorful wool, what's that colorful wool? Like graffiti? Graffiti? Black Lives Matter, a huge thing. So that's gonna, okay, so we get, that doesn't really happen in shul so much.
Somewhere else.
But far more relevant is pictures. So, and I just want to point out that the minhag has been for centuries that our shuls are very bare. This is not because of lack of funds, or lack of taste, or lack of shuls. Yeah, perhaps that as well. Yeah, you're right. But it's primarily because a shul is meant to be bare. It is meant to be bare. Yes, we've got a moedim, we've got a nishmas, but it is meant, and it's a very deep concept, really. I saw this written by Yosef Karlebach, one of the German rabbonim. He writes about it, that a shul is meant to be bare because we don't need that flashy inspiration, which is external. A yid, when he davens, he's meant to develop his own inner world. He's meant to develop himself, and that, the way you inspire that is by having bareness to develop yourself. Within, it's a very deep concept. Really, we're trying to trigger your own personality to steig and grow and daven with kavana, as opposed to having that inspirational, flashy kind of external triggers. So that's why our walls are bare in shul. They're meant to be bare. Very good. Right. So I want to get there slowly. So that's the point of one. So we've got a paroiches, which is one thing, but I suppose that's not. Pardon? Yeah, so zekeli van veu. It should be beautiful. So that's not a contra, because you can have it very, very aesthetic and still bare. It's very nicely and bechavdik, and it doesn't have to be a contradiction to zekeli van veu. It can be very. I would argue. Now, one thing which is brought down in the poskim is that the luchas, which, by the way, we've spoken about it previously. It's strange that the top is rounded, but that's, you know, some people say it was. Pardon? It's very unlikely that it was actually rounded. It was also shnei luchas, but it was two, it wasn't one. It's also very strange, but that's how many shuls did it. So the question is, but besides the luchos, what else is there soft sometimes in some shuls? What would you find? Yeah, keser, or perhaps even more. What would you often find, especially chassidish shuls? Yeah, often are done in shapes of. I think even shtibel. Not sure. What do they have on top? Lions. Yeah, so lions. So this is a very, very great controversy as to whether you can do that. No, here there's no lions on top, 3D. So there is, this is an, I saw a lot of pre-war tshuvas. Machne Chaim speaks about this, and other poskim speak about pre-war Europe, about having lions and other melochim's kind of kuvim kind of style on top of it. And they bring this Shulchan Aruch as a comment, as a question, really. How can you have, this surely is very destructive, you're not meant to have that kind of thing. And they perhaps justify it, or perhaps not. Some persons do like it, many persons don't particularly like it. But there's two problems with that. One is the aspect of distraction. What's the other problem? Yeah, there's that aspect of, you know, we're bowing down, and there's like certain shapes and sewers, which may be a bit, as we say, a bit off color, as we can call it. You know, it should be. Okay, but I want to say, I met this morning my brother-in-law, who lives in Eretz Yisrael. He just came for a few days to visit my in-laws. He lived in Yerushalayim for many years. He just moved to Beit Shemesh a number of years ago. And I remember that he davened in a shul. I don't know if you've ever been to Eretz Sofon. Is anybody to Eretz Sofon? I've been to Rehovah and Negeshem. It's not far from the mayor, not so far. So there you go to a shul, which is a very firm, the Rav is a kupshitz, you know, one of these very, very rabbonish mishpachas. You go to the shul, and I just checked with my shvaga this morning, the whole front, which is a long front, you've got these beautiful, beautiful paintings of Kever Rochel, of the Koisel, no less, of all beautiful paintings, the whole front. Very strange. Very, very strange. Have you ever seen anything of that sort? There's this whole painting. If it's a shul, we're not talking about, it's a proper, very Yerushalmi style shul. Very Yerushalmi, and the whole front is painted. And the question is, how does that fit? This is clearly in contradiction, seemingly, to the Shulchan Aruch, where it says, you're not allowed to daven in front of a painting. That's right. And it is a problem. It is a problem. I don't know what the yeah, perhaps, but it sounds like it's, yeah, I hear what you're saying. It sounds a bit of a strange concept. And the closest that we have got is what you pointed out, the glass window sometimes have got the shvatim, and that is perhaps, if it's very, very gentle, perhaps you could argue that it's not very noticeable, but yeah, it's something to keep in mind. Also, at davening at home, if we spoke yesterday about picking your place where you daven, you could argue that you should not daven in front of a that definitely, and besides that, based on what we're seeing now,
a picture.
So don't daven right opposite the painting of when you've got this beautiful Van Gogh, you know, in your dining room, or this most beautiful, you know, this painting, you know. So it's not also, but it is wrong. It's wrong. So pick another place. You know, just choose another. If you've got this picture of, you know, it could be a family photo. You with your parents, your grandparents, and your great-grandparents, all with your children and grandchildren and great-grandchildren, all this beautiful picture that you've got hanging. So don't daven right there. Choose another place. Choose another place. It is that element of avoiding as well. So that's something which I want to point out. Now, the other halacha that the Gemara is going to bring now, I'm struggling immensely with it. I'll tell you why. Says the Gemara, yeah, that's brought down in Mishnah Berurah. We're going to see that as well. Mishnah Berurah also says that it's that element. We daven, we make sure that we daven in front. It doesn't look like a chas v'shalom davening in front of some sort of picture or anything. It's not really. It's to be avoided. Yes, it's not wrong. It's not also, but it is wrong. Now, the Rama continues with the following. What do you think about this? Lochain, therefore, also gamke litzayetzurim besforim. Never mind, the wall of the shul should be bare, but the sidurim as well. Look, lochain also gamke litzayetzurim. Do not have pictures besforim in the sforim. Shemisparlim shaloytis batla kavona. That shouldn't destroy your kavona. Mishnebus have got 9 aleph, tziurim besvorim, velochen yish lizoi metam zeh, shlo litzai bekoisel beis haknesses tziurim, neged ponov shel adam, there shouldn't be any paintings in the wall, and also, elo lemala mekoimas ish. Ah, that does bring, if it's lemala mekoimas ish, it's okay. So back to the shul, in the IAG where I was brought up, there was the I don't know what it's called, what is this called, when the wall is like, yeah, like arch, like there's like 12 of them, and if it's 12, what are they going to make out of 12? The Shvatim. So there was gentle paintings of the very, very gentle. But that's okay. Because if it's on top, as opposed to opposite you, Mishnah Berurah says, if it's on top, then it's fine, it's mutter. That's what you're mentioning now. That's what you mentioned. Also, this spell can get mare. Do not daven in front of a mirror. The mechze, because it appears, mishtach balevuah shaloi, it looks like you're davening to your looks. So don't daven in front of a mirror. It's quite depressing anyway to daven in front of a mirror, but it's also as well. But by the way, sometimes you have got these very, very shiny, exceedingly shiny, and that's, somebody's pointed out in the past that it might fit into that category as well. So the walls should not be painted, and it shouldn't be a mirror. Okay. Now.
The people that are mapping about windows, offer a kind of quasi reflection, not full reflection. They've mapped it to pull the blinds down.
Yeah.
It's probably a chumra.
What are the two points mentioned? One is bittel kavona, and one is that it looks like you're davening to that. So bittel kavona.
In the sun when it's really stuffy, and you just want that little bit of air, and they pull the blinds down.
Yeah. So I don't know what to say. Does bittel kavona apply? Probably not. Probably bittel kavona doesn't apply because it doesn't disturb. It is a slight. Does mishtachave? Does it appear that you're mishtachave to that picture apply? Probably not. So it's probably mutter. It sounds like a very Now the siddurim. He said, but closing eyes wouldn't necessarily help. Doesn't necessarily help. Now the next question is as follows. So what about the siddurim? Now is it siddurim? With pictures on it? What's got to do with pictures?
There are children.
Yeah. I remember there was a when I pardon. Ah, yeah, they do. I didn't know. Oh, really? I didn't know that. Yeah. I remember there was when I was a child that I was in a certain shul. Imagine that. I just remembered this when I was learning this. When I was a child, davening in the shul, there was a shul siddurim. Now, there was one particular person who had come to daven in that shul. He thought he was a very great artist. He did, his panosah was, he did do some paintings and he did sell some. He thought he was a very great artist. Now, what he did, whenever he used to come to daven, he used to take out one of the siddurim, the shul siddurim, would take a pen out, a pen, no less, and the front page, he'd make a scribble of some sort. He thought it was worth millions, and he thought it's going to be his legacy for the future. He thought it was worth millions. Ultimately, what he really did is he really destroyed the shul's property. Most of them had some sort of pictures, until eventually the Rav told him that, this is actually a bit of a problem what you do. But some people think that you're not allowed to have really pictures in a siddur. You're not really allowed to have pictures in a siddur. So the question is, what did you just mention?
Like a
child siddurim. So I was bothered about children siddurim. What do you think about children siddurim, gentlemen? Children's siddurim. They have pictures in it.
To train them to say the
tefillahs. What do you say about children siddurim?
It helps them.
So here is what I wrote to Art Scroll. I'm going to read out a letter that I wrote to Art School. This is dated 8th of October 2018. Dear Guten Winter, can I read you a letter that I wrote to Art School? An email? As a huge advocate of your publications and a person who probably benefits daily from some of your sforim, like I suppose majority of Klal Yisrael, I see myself truly privileged to use them. Always nice to start with a you've got it. One subtle point, however, has occurred to me, and knowing that all you do is according to the guidance of Gedolim, and analogically perfect, I'm allowing myself to ask, as I could not find sufficient explanation. The Shulchan Aruch states in Orechaim Simen Tzadisiv Chav Gimel, in the Ramah, what we're learning today, that one should not use siddurim which have pictures in it. The children's siddur, which is so brilliantly written, illustrated, and beautifully colored, we have two in our house, I make sure to write that, contains countless pictures which clearly enhance the siddur so much, but it seems at first glance to contradict this halacha. It contradicts halacha, right? Pardon? I want to get to our gods. One second. Oh, you're right. Very, very good. Let's go slow. I looked a little in the poskim, and I could not find any plausible understanding why this should be different. I was wondering what the thought process was of most of your most esteemed publication, and please accept my question with sincere apologies. I do feel uncomfortable questioning, so why did you come to it, which is an answer to many children's davening, with best wishes. They replied the very next day. Dear Rabbi Patkes, it was Shmuel Blitz. He's the one, I think, has written himself quite a few. So he's the very next day, or maybe the same day even, he replied. The very same day. The same day he replied. I can see now. He wrote the same day. He replied.
How did you address
it? I wrote it to...
A generic kind of...
Yeah, info at art school.
Info at art school?
Yeah, something like that, yeah. Yeah, and they passed it on to Blitz at art school. And that's what he replied. Thank you very much for your letter and your kind words about our work. Please allow me to clarify that all art school books are first shown to Gedolim, who we trust, and we always go by and follow their wisdom and advice. None had a problem with the children's siddur, and we're actually very pleased with it in a way of reaching to very young children. It should be pointed out, and I think it's an interesting point, I'm curious to know what you think about this. It should be pointed out that the Shulchan Aruch is speaking to adults and children past the stage of elementary chinuch. Very young children still need to be trained to want to daven. Emphasis in text. To want to daven. This children's siddur, Baruch Hashem, helps that in that goal. It is similar to many of the tools that Melamdim and Moiros use in teaching and inspiring very young children to daven, learn, and keep mitzvahs. Kind regards, the art school team. Your thoughts, gentlemen? Point
really
taken or not?
They're not really machuvin tefillah.
Not really machuvin tefillah. What do you think? He speaks, I'm quoting, very young children. Still need to be trained. What's your opinion on this?
I think it makes sense.
What do you think?
The question would be, if there's no other siddur and I want to use it, because I...
Yeah, so that would come out. Yeah, so if you got left, you're short of siddur, don't use it. No, the point is that it distracts. Mishnah Berurah points out that it distracts. You're meant to focus on the actual text. No, there's another problem as well that you're mentioning, but the main problem here is not to... So I think it might be a plausible explanation. So that's the machlok is in post in its own right. Very good. So that it could be... I mean, surely just many post... It's a machlok is achronim. Many say it's beyond the Shemoneh Esrei. And I want to say that I spoke yesterday by supper. I was talking to the children. We're discussing this halacha. My daughters asked, exactly the same as you, is that we do find Haggadahs. Now, Haggadahs, at first glance, I said, Haggadahs is not really davening. But then afterwards, my daughter pointed out, and she's right, that, well, there's halal in it. Halal is davening. So perhaps it's a question about the Haggadahs. But it's also universally accepted that we have pictures in Haggadahs. Yeah.
This is about distracting. You should never have to...
Why? So the answer is, the real answer to what you're asking is, indeed, everything you're mentioning now is a bidyevet. If you can avoid davening a plane, do not davening a plane, even if you're not a pilot. And we learned explicitly, don't daven outdoors, if you can avoid it. Don't daven next to the entrance or not yesterday, where it's busy, people go in and out. Correct. The framework of the halach is giving us guidance to be in a most secured framework, in a most secure, and in a way that we're going to be focused, and it's going to enhance our davening. We're going to be focusing very much on text. You see, we are very much living in a world nowadays that in order to be inspired, we need lots of noise, lots of colors, the campaign to daven with kavana, a lot of things to make, that's how the only way, lots of music, lots of color, lots of things. That's really, really very, very external. It's very shitchistic. Real kavana is a bare wall with no noise and a siddur without pictures. That's really the way a yid is meant to daven. I think it's very, very important to realize. Yeah, that's translation. That's translation. That is the text. That's what Anshe Knesset HaGedolah wants you to daven. Yeah, so I think I understand that also sometimes some people find, for instance, the Siddur HaMefoirish is also distracting because it gives you additional Pe'ushim and you're not really, but you could argue that's that's the meaning of the words, whatever, but I'm saying that there is that aspect a little bit. There's that aspect a little bit. So I think it's interesting. One more point, and I'll maybe close with that. What are your thoughts about this interesting story about the Heilige Stipler? The Stipler would not daven in a sukkah, gentlemen. Sometimes when he was older, he was a bit frail and a bit more... they wanted to arrange a mariv in his sukkah. And the stipler would not daven ma'ariv in a sukkah. Why would the stipler not daven in a sukkah?
Decorations!
Yeah. And gdolim pictures. Now we have got the stipler in the sukkah. Yeah? But yeah. The stipler would not daven in the sukkah. Why would the stipler not daven in the sukkah? Because there was gdolim pictures hanging. And he said, the halacha says, look at that! Don't daven in a place where there's tzium and there's pictures. I think he took the halacha very, it's very true. He's got a very true. Yes, because Kiddush probably doesn't go that far. Brochas and Kiddush probably doesn't go that far. It's more about, it's probably mainly, it's primarily about Shemona Esser, this halacha. It's mainly about Shemona Esser. You can extend it to the rest of davening as well as Asur Machanim do. But it doesn't go as far as Birkas Hamazon and Tefillas. It's ironic in a way because we have got the stipler in the sukkah and we don't have a problem davening there. So that stipler was makbid.
Is it dafka on the mizrach?
Yeah, so the only, it's an interesting question. I was wondering about that as well. So all we really have explicitly is that it says the wall is fine. Mishnah says the ceiling is fine. The ceiling is fine. So I suppose the side... Exactly, yeah. That's very interesting. So that's what it says. So that's what it says. I think it's very, very interesting. And it's something which, once you're aware of it, I think it's an exceedingly deep point, and it's something which one has to be awareness. And I think it's an awareness because sometimes we don't think about this. So what we're learning is not colorful walls, not colorful tzidurim, and not colorful tzidurim, and also to avoid a mirror. A mirror is also it's not right. Yeah.
Obviously, davening in a sefer or in the great synagogue is worse than davening with a bit of color.
Why? Because everybody's davening. Why is it distracting? People are davening, then it's not distracting. And if they're not davening, then get out of there. But I'm saying, if but the people davening is not distracting, generally speaking. Yeah. Okay. So that's that. But I think that I must give it to Art Scholar quite. Now, what do you think about that? I think I must give it. I gave them a lot. I thought it was a very interesting response they gave. Okay, that's it for this evening, and we'll continue with him tomorrow. Okay, good evening.